Now, listen to verse 8. It's one of the great verses of the Bible. And now for a little space, grace hath been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes, give us a little reviving in our bondage. Now, this is a great verse. He says, we've had just a little grace given to us, just a little space of the grace of God. And the 70 years captivity is over. He's permitted them to return, and the minute they return, here they go off again following the heathen, the very thing that sent them into captivity. Now he says, it's just a remnant of us. These people obeyed enough to come back into the land. Most of them had not come back, but these people had come back. And they're just a remnant, always been just a remnant of those people. And there's just a remnant today, very candidly. And then he speaks here to give us a nail in his holy place. And you know what that nail is? That nail is Christ, by the way. My anchor holds within the veil. You know why? Because I got a nail. I'm nailed there. He's nailed on the cross down here that I might be nailed yonder at the throne of God for eternity. Listen to this. Over in Isaiah, the 22nd chapter, verse 22. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. We're talking about Christ now. So he shall open, and none shall shut. He shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place. And he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. And so we're nailed up there, not on a cross, but nailed in heaven for eternity. You see, a nail fixed in a sure place. What a wonderful thing this is. They didn't lose their salvation, but they sure did lose a great deal else. The blessing of God and a reward. And how many today are saved, but they'll get no reward at all? A nail in a sure place, that our God may lighten our eyes, give us a little reviving in our bondage. Now, a little revival in our bondage. And I think what you have here is the true picture of revival. The term revival is not actually a Bible word. It's just simply not used, except in a place like this. And the principle is there, but not in the popular meaning of the term. I've always used the word revival from the pulpit in a popular sense. That is a spiritual upsurge, sinners converted en masse, new interest in the things of the Spirit. But the technical term, it means to recover life or vigor, return to consciousness, and it refers to that which has life and it ebbs down even almost to death and there's no vitality, and then it's revived. And in fact, the resurrection of Christ in Romans 14:9 is called, he was revived. Now, obviously, it must be confined to believers if we're going to be technical. It means that the believers were in a low spiritual condition and they're brought back to vitality and power. And so here you have real revival that's going to take place.